Okay, the John DeMello Show daily podcast for this Thursday, September 17th. We're all set. Let's do this thing. Are you ready for some foosball? That was the question John led off with today before we delved into crowd stats for these coronic times. Digital pranks are afoot in the virtual classroom. We discussed our Halloween plans and hit the phones to hear the weirdest thing your pet ate. Your dog, in particular. Song Stories Today featured Rush. NPR has been reporting obvious news. And comedian Joe Mackey joined us. He called in. Have a big fat listen. Here it is, the Daily Podcast.
So, are you ready for football this weekend?
Yeah.
Sure.
Heck yeah. Yeah. All right.
So, you didn't say Eagles football.
No, I didn't say Eagles football.
Great point.
Yeah.
And
tonight.
Are you ready for this one? The Patriots are an underdog for the first time in, like, forever.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the last.
In Seattle.
All right, in Seattle. Right. You know, and what else is there? The last time they were an underdog was the AFC Championship, but that wasn't regular season. Last time was 2016. Wow. September 11th of 2016 was the last time they were the underdog in a game. Yeah.
Wow. Although, how is that 12th man being factored in this year in Seattle?
I mean, come on. Yeah.
There's really no home field advantage for anybody.
Seattle might
pipe in the crowd the loudest.
Right. So, but they may have some crowd there. I mean, other than Philadelphia, a lot of cities are already having,
I think it's just one or two.
No.
Really?
No.
Uh-oh, John has the master sheet.
I have the master sheet.
Wait for it.
And we will return with that. All right, so we were talking about numbers and people and the amount of people at games,
right?
All right. So the Bengals, well, both the Chiefs and Jacksonville, right, have 16,000 people attending their opening weekend.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if that's going to continue at that number, but especially with the Chiefs, I mean, you could fill half the stadium and it's still half empty. I mean, it's just, that's a stupid thing to say, but fill half the stadium and it's still half empty.
Yes, it is.
I was going to let
it
go.
But it's just that stadium is gigantic.
It's huge, yeah.
It is really gigantic.
72.9 fits.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. So check this out. The Bengals, right, are allowing 6,000 people for their next two games.
Okay.
All right. The Broncos are allowing 5,700 people.
Okay.
All right. The Colts, 2,500. I don't know what the math is that they're using in these things. The Dolphins are going with 13,000, probably because of the lucky 13 with Marino. Right. And the Cleveland Browns are going with 6,789.
Why?
Which will be a sellout.
All I can figure is they dropped the football on a calculator, and whatever number came up, that was the amount of people they're going to allow to go in there.
It is the Browns.
But you know what's really scary, though? I realized that the football teams are losing money, but without people in the stands, and remember, this also calculates ticket prices, too, right? The amount of money teams are losing is insane. The Cowboys lose $77 million per game.
Yes.
What?
Per game. $616 million over eight games.
My God.
Isn't that insane? The Patriots are going to lose $39 million a game. The Giants, $32 million a game.
This is porn, John.
Texans, $27 million a game. And the Jets, also $27 million a game.
Keep going.
Right?
Yeah.
No. I have no Eagles numbers because,
that's good.
Don't ruin it.
Yeah. No, exactly.
I have no Eagles numbers because they have no numbers either.
Rams are coming to Philly. The kickoff. Saxon interceptions will beat the Rams and Jared Goff. The fans will be cardboard cutouts. DeBella. Thinks we have a good chance to win. He'll tailgate before the coin toss. If you are upset about Washington, we'll send LA back to the Cali Sun. Got to stop them in the air and the ground, and let Carson Wentz throw some touchdowns. The Rams are coming to Philly. The kickoff. Saxon interceptions will beat the Rams and Jared Goff. The fans will be cardboard cutouts. DeBella thinks we have a good chance to win. He'll tailgate before the coin toss. Rams.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Here's where we can use a newsflash. And this is for teachers. All right, with all of these kids working virtually from home, all right, and a lot of kids, a lot of people doing it on Zoom, obviously.
Sure.
All right, you, someone, and it's supposedly all over TikTok, someone has come up with the idea of when the teacher calls on you to have a recording ready of the sound of a TikTok conversation falling apart.
Oh, like static?
Like static and, you know.
Oh, okay, got it. Glitching.
Getting all glitchy.
Yeah.
So these kids are doing this and they'll have it on their phone. And when the teacher asks them something, they start moving their mouths but playing the phone. Right? So it looks like they're trying to answer, but they can't. And then the teacher goes, all right, we'll go on. Bobby, what do you say? And moves off the kid.
I love how pranks live on in the digital age.
Yeah. All right. So teachers, if you are doing this, I would advise, tell them to hold up their phones when they're answering their questions.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouth Boy. Zip it.
MGK.
What do you guys, I'm not having kids and being in a neighborhood that doesn't have a lot of kids anymore, right? What are your plans for Halloween?
Trunk or treat if they're trunk or treat. Having it. Yeah. I hope they have it.
I haven't even mentioned it. I think I'm just going to slingshot candy at kids. Under the door.
I saw a guy who did it with PVC piping. He made this sort of ramp. Okay. So him and his wife and a skeleton stand on one side, and when the kids show up, they throw candy into this PVC pipe that's on a ramp, and it slides down into their bucket.
Oh, that rocks. That's like a coin-op machine.
Yeah, exactly. And the folks at Disney are trying to do something.
Okay, what?
All right, they're going to have a virtual costume party and contest, and you can win $500 Disney gift card for it.
Oh, thanks, Disney. What does that get me? A soda?
Right. Well, that's what crowd you just made. They had to make a minimum. What did you say? At least a million people in this country ordered Mulan last week.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah,
at $30 a pop.
Is that what it was?
Yes, $30 a pop.
Yikes.
Right. So you just made $30 million, and all you can give out is a $500 gift card, and it's a Disney gift card.
Yeah, it's an upsell.
Right. How many sets of ears do people need? Come on. I mean, look, I appreciate the fact that they're doing something, but you're Disney. $500? Make it $5,000, right? That takes about a millisecond for you to make.
Right.
Disney Plus for life, something.
Right? Yes, yeah, something, right? And there's a second place for $250, and not even a third.
Does that even get you a fast pass?
Well, you know, the park hasn't been open. We're not making our daily $8 and $10 million.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
I know that if you have a pet, sooner or later your pet, whether it's a dog, a cat, whatever it might be, is going to destroy something on you.
Yeah.
But I get a strange feeling that dogs are the worst in this category. Ditto, our younger dog, right? Ditto has a... He's got the cleanest butthole in America.
Wow.
Because the dog eats
more than
nothing.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Right. More than Gwyneth Paltrow.
She's had her bleached.
Right. More than just paper, because he's got he's a paper junkie.
Okay.
And he also eats sponges.
Oh, God.
And then they all come out. Right? You know? So, you know, unfortunately, we always catch it. If he eats a whole sponge, he's going to kill himself. I know he's going to kill himself. We come home last night. Lisa and I had to run out for an errand. We come home. He is standing in the kitchen. Right, he has managed to get himself up onto the counter. I told you his whole counter thing.
Yeah, he serves.
At first he was like bending, and then he was bending sideways. Now he bends sideways with one leg up in the air so that he can get further into the counter.
That's good,
right? And he grabs the paper towel dispenser. He doesn't pull the dispenser down. He just grabs one paper towel and now takes it and pulls it into the dining room.
Yep.
And he is going to attempt to eat all of that paper. And he's standing there with it in his mouth like, hi, you're home? Right? You know? So, and you both are dog people. What did your dog eat?
When Kristen was living in Manayunk and I got Dublin, he ate the crotch out of hers and all three of her other roommates' underwear.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sicko.
Get it, Dubs.
Wow, that's one horny dog.
He's a dog. Mine's rather disturbing now that you brought this up. Juno used to go in the trash, like especially in the bedroom.
Right.
One time I remember I was outside with her letting her go.
This better not have the term whitefish in it.
It does.
Okay, it does. We're done. You can stop now. Yep. You can stop now.
Yep, she had a condom. Yep, took about 5 minutes to pass. I'm like, what is that? What are you? Oh, my God!
So I have a funny feeling that we are not alone in this. All right, so I'm curious, what did your dog eat? All right, and not even like in my case or on a regular basis where it's paper. I mean, there are some people who have lost sofas.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We were convinced we had a set of chairs in a dining room once that one of our dogs would constantly tear apart, and we would get it reupholstered, and he'd come back and he'd tear it apart again. And we were convinced that the guy was reupholstering and was putting dog treats in the seat. Right. And it was the only way he could get anything. So what do you got? What is your dog eating up on you? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories is being brought to us by Robbins DeBellaware Diamonds, self-serve ring cases, and absolutely no sales tax. That's Robbins DeBellaware Diamonds. Fly by Night by Rush is the song that we're getting to today. And Fly by Night was performed as part of a medley with the song In the Mood. It was the first single that Rush ever released, as a matter of fact, and it made the Billboard Hot 100, got up to number 88 in 1976. But Geddy Lee doesn't like that recording or the studio recording as much as this third recording that he's going to talk about. I disagree with him,
okay, right?
But we'll let Geddy have his say.
It was actually written as we were touring, and we went through so many different versions of that song to get it correct. And I remember playing a version in New York. We did a live radio broadcast out of Electric Lady Studios in 1975. And I remember playing this version of Fly By Night. And then many years went by, and somebody gave me a tape of that concert. And I remember hearing the version of it and thinking that it was better than the version that we ended up putting on the record.
You're wrong, Geddy. I've heard it. You're wrong.
The John DeBella Podcast. John DeBella.
Cindy, I know how much you like this because this is one of your favorite features here on the John DeBella Show.
Okay.
And that is
They could have cured cancer.
Yes. They could have cured cancer, but they worked on this instead. Actually, I'm not sure if these people could have cured cancer. We're dealing with NPR here. All right, this might lower your donations.
Okay.
And all testosterone. Right.
A new poll from NPR looked at the wealth gap and the difference between the 1%, the middle class, and the poorest Americans.
Okay.
All right. In a shocking twist, it turns out that people who have more money are happier and live better lives.
Wow.
All right. How do you like that? All right. How surprising that could be. All right. Anyway, those same wealthy people tend to believe more in how achievable the American dream is and they're much more comfortable with their education level and they have less concerns about the future.
So
it's exactly as you would have imagined.
Yes, right. Exactly right. As you would have imagined.
I was thrown off by the fact that you weren't whispering that report.
Yeah.
NPR, obligatory.
Okay, we'll go over to traffic.
Oh, there we go. That makes sense. It all makes sense now.
Yes. Rich people are happier. Okay, very surprising.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
This is something I have not said in a very long time. As a matter of fact, these are two things I haven't said in a very long time. This weekend at Helium Comedy Club is something I have not said in a while. Right? This gentleman will be performing. Joe Mackey is here. He's got a show tonight and two tomorrow and Saturday, and you can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com. Welcome back, Joe. It has been a long time.
It has. It's great to be back.
I'm going to assume that you've been a good boy and you've quarantined yourself and you're perfectly healthy and you're not going to bring any diseases to Philadelphia.
Perfectly healthy. Clean bill of health. The only prescription I have is for fun, and you're going to get that.
How did quarantine go for you?
You know, comedians aren't the most mentally stable people to begin with.
Uh-huh.
And then you take away the comedy, which is most of your self-esteem, and then say you can't leave your crap apartment. It's a double whammy. Not great.
All right. You know, I remember you telling me one time, and we never really got into it in detail, that, and maybe it's because you travel a lot more than I do, how are people from other countries confused by Americans?
We're chubby. I mean, I was in China, and I was the fattest guy in China. I think people were calling me the white panda for quite a bit.
Now, Joe, you have an unusual look. As Dave puts it, Joe's got a baby face.
Yeah.
All right. Do you ever get confused? Do people ever confuse you for, well, being somebody else or something else?
Yeah, if you type in Joe Mackey is on Google,
right,
some of the search terms that come up aren't ones that you wouldn't want as a tough alpha male.
Uh-huh.
People laugh when I say that I'm an alpha male, so I have to fight them.
I saw a news review of one of your shows that described you as a nervous virgin.
Nervous virgin? Next question.
He's not nervous.
These are generalities.
What kind of things do people think you might be?
A nerd, a dork, weakling. None of the things that you want.
Okay, well, unfortunately, I agree with them. That's what I would have thought.
You set me up. I'm one of those guys that when I'm with my girlfriend, people are like, is he bothering you?
When I was watching a video of you and Sam Morrell doing, I guess it was roast battle. How uncomfortable is that situation for a guy like you?
It's uncomfortable for me. I don't like to be mean to people, especially in public. And Sam's a natural. He's got a dark soul and a dark heart. He's a wicked, evil person. And don't ever go see him.
And is that why you do a podcast with him every week?
Yeah, you know, he's also my best friend and worst enemy. When it's hard to make friends, you take what you can get.
Sam was just on a few weeks ago,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Yeah.
Sam was on a few weeks ago. And what is it about Sam that we should be aware of?
Well, they have the show outdoors, and that's a good thing because not smelling too good.
Wow. Did anyone ever mention to you that when they see you and Sam on stage, I kind of get the Abbott and Costello vibe from the two of you?
I'm the quick-witted one. He's kind of the moron of the group.
Correct. That's exactly what I was saying.
Right. We better watch that again because I didn't get that feeling when we were looking at it. Well, Joe Mackey is going to be appearing tonight for one show at 8 o'clock, and then tomorrow and Saturday, two shows at 7:30 and 10. Tickets are available at heliumcomedy.com. It is good to have you back, sir. I'm sorry we couldn't have you in the studio, but at least we got you on the air.
Well, thank you for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Chris Epting and I have been making videos about conversations that we have had over the years about some of this music. And Love the One You're With is the one that's up right now. You'll find that on WMGK.com. It's the Bustle in Your Hedgerow. All right, we're naming the video after his book. And the stories even get more interesting once you start to put pictures in them as well. So you'll find that at WMGK.com or on the JDB Show Facebook page. 63 degrees outside now with temperatures going to 76. Big sun and clouds eventually, but a cloudy morning is what we've got. I just got a text from somebody who said I had two standard poodles. I love standard poodles. As long as you don't give them the standard poodle cut.
I heard they're nasty.
What? No, I don't think. I've never run into a nasty one.
Oh. Maybe right. It's not unstandard.
Maybe
a regular poodle.
Well, the standard is the big one.
Sure.
Then you got the toy, and then you got the miniature.
What about the a-hole poodle?
That would be the toy or the miniature.
Oh, okay. They all look like it.
Right. But this is, I have two standard poodles, and when they were puppies, they worked together to eat a couch. Uh-huh. Right? Not just a little bit, the entire back of the couch was gone. Oh my God. So this all started this morning because Ditto decided that he has a paper problem. All right, we're going to have to find him a therapist or something like that. But he attempted to eat an entire roll of paper towels last night. All right, and your dog went after women's underwear.
Correct.
And your dog went after future children.
Yep. Philadelphia whitefish.
Right. So
look it up.
What could it be for you? Call us here in the studio at 215-263-WMGK.
Don't push that button.
Don't push that button. What happened? What happened to my bed that you were going to put in there? Remember the bed you were going to put in there?
Oh,
right.
That was at like 5:04 this morning. Hold on a second.
Just say dog ate it.
I could bring it up over here, but, you know.
What's it even called? Now I'm blanking on it.
It's called Been Caught Stealing.
Been Caught Stealing. Hold on. Wait, we're using this bed for one reason and one reason only, and it happens 2 seconds in.
Right, here fire it goes. It. See, we fire it, and then.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about the dogs. It's the only reason why we're using it. Bob's on the line. Bob?
Hey, John. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. So, what kind of dog you got?
We have a beagle.
Okay, and what does your dog eat up?
About 2 weeks ago, she ate a half-pound bag of Skittles. And, John, not only did she taste the rainbow, about a day and a half later, we all seen the rainbow.
That's funny. Bob, growing up, I had a Cocker Spaniel that used to eat crayons. And so we saw a rainbow all the time in the yard.
Is your dog named Dave?
Yeah, right.
Oh, no.
Because Dave is a Skittles junkie.
All adopt will be besties.
All right, guys, keep rocking, man.
Bye now. Michael, what did he eat?
The door to my dad's office.
What?
The door to the office?
Yep, straight through the door. It was like one of those two-sided doors that used like a cardboard. Just started chewing right through it.
Oh, God.
What kind of dog is this?
It was a Jack Russell Terrier mix.
Oh, my Lord. Well, they are ratters. You know, if they can't go down the hole, they'll just make it. Have a good morning.
You too.
Jake, what did your dog eat?
He ate an entire bowl of Hershey Kisses, the Christmas kind. The green, the red.
Oh, my God. Is he still alive?
He lived to be 18.
Oh, my God. Chocolate and dogs are not friends.
I know. One particular year, he ate all the Easter eggs we hid for the kids, too.
Wow.
Sure wasn't a bunny.
There must have been some smells in your house that were really a joy to be around.
I love them to death, though.
Have a good morning.
All right, John.
Barb, what did he eat?
A towel. My little Jack Russell ate a beach towel.
Oh, my God.
A beach towel?
Oh, man.
A beach towel.
That's a feast.
Oh my Lord! Well, when we had Simon, one of our dogs who's gone, right? Simon had a cloth thing,
right?
And he also had this thing for jumping. You know, in my dining room, when you come in the front door and there's like those two steps,
yeah.
One would always go flying off of that with his front paws out.
Nice.
One day, I come walking in the house. He's eaten a hole into a dish towel, and it's managed to come around his neck. And now he goes flying off the steps. He looked like Super Dog.
He had a cape.
I had a cape crusader living in my house.
That rocks.
Have a good morning. Todd, what'd your dog eat?
Yo, man, my kid was like an infant, small.
Right.
He's sitting in his bouncy seat. He's bouncing around. You know, has that little kid explosion where, you know, things go everywhere.
Right.
And he was even like pitter-patting in his hands with it and everything. Me and my wife see it. We pick him up. We take him to the bathroom. We go back to clean it up, and the dog sitting there just licking her chop. All gone. All well, gone. All gone.
Basically, let's see, kid poop, Alpo, they're about the same.
You're speaking for everyone.
Yeah, it's that sound. It's that sound that's worse than what they did.
Licking the chop, too. Just licking. Just, so happy. Yeah. So happy.
Todd, we got it.
We're there with you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at backstagecountry.com.